Hello, good people, and welcome to this very, very, very special episode 10. And it's special for a couple of reasons. It's special, obviously, because we're in the midst of Good Beer Week, which is in Melbourne, probably the only most important week of the entire year.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's considered one of the best beer weeks on the planet.
Exactly.
It is.
Sorry, I should say this is the Brunswick Beer Collective. I'm Chris Shorten. With me is Paul Christoph.
Hello.
And the other reason why it's a special thing is because for the first time in weeks, Jeff Chi is back.
G'day.
It's
nice to be back.
I mean, many people just for a while there had assumed, just like when Paul went away for all those months last year, that Jeff had just simply become some sort of myth, that he only existed in Instagram posts.
Well, but I mean, if you follow Instagram and Facebook, then you kind of know that I've been sort of been out and about doing things. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Good things.
Good things, like beer-related things.
Good things that make people want to block you.
That's right. Yes. I got told that yesterday, actually. Like, amongst other things, amongst getting recognised when I walked into Northern Git, which was awesome. They were very friendly to pour beers for us when they weren't even open.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah. It wasn't even, hey, Jeff. It was just sort of as if Jeff was there all the time.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of like, we're all, like, talking to him and getting beers, and the one just casually walks past and goes, hey, Jeff.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, and then, it was...
Pulls out a seat. We've been polishing this for
you. Exactly. We're waiting for you to come back. We thought you would never come back. So, Jeff is here. It's, by the time you hear this, will be the Thursday of Good Beer Week.
Correct.
So we hope that you've all been suitably drained of your wallets and suitably had your livers beaten to submission.
Yep, doing a lot of poo.
Yeah.
A lot of, as many poos as possible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of poo around this year.
Like, more so than usual, actually.
Yeah.
There is a high concentration of poo.
There's, like, this year there's Canadian poo, they've split the Victorian poo into three parts, the New South Wales poo into three parts. It's really weird.
Which just shows you how strong the poo scene is.
Exactly right.
For those playing at home, poo refers to pint of origin, which we mentioned last week as... The sort of events that happen in Good Beer Week, which you don't need to pay for, you don't need to think about, you just have to turn up to and buy things.
It's not our term either.
No.
Used by Good Beer Week. It's the official term for point of origin.
I mean, unless because it's like got a one big P, a little O, and a big O. Maybe it's like or something. Like, maybe that's how you meant to pronounce it. I don't know.
I don't.
Poo's easier.
Poo's easier.
Poo's easier. And it works because we've been talking about poo for the past minute.
Anyway, so before we delve into the glory that is Good Beer Week and indeed GABS, which is the Great Australian British, no, Great Beer Australian Spectacular. Beer Spectacular.
But now it's like GABS Beer and Food Festival or something.
Beer and Food.
It's changed. Anyway.
Look, that only works if it has like a selection of food trucks that magically appear.
That's right.
But before we get into all that, Jeff, you've been away again.
Yeah, so I enjoyed San Francisco so much the time Paul and myself went there that I just felt the need to go back there again. So basically, I think I'd been back about a week, and then I pretty much shipped out to first the East Coast, went to Philly and Miami, then came back via San Francisco because got to come back via the West Coast anyway, may as well get off the plane.
Exactly, otherwise it's just a waste.
So, and then I was in Singapore last week. So yeah, it's been a lot of travel and a lot of beer consumed during said travel.
Look, and none of us assumed that you were doing any work, although you did sort of tell the stories that you were.
I like to talk a good story, but one thing that was work, though, and I'm not sure if... I don't think Paul mentioned this when he did his segment of the podcast where we were in two separate parts, but it's actually a lot of hard work sampling beer when you're by yourself. When Paul and I were travelling together, it was very easy to share tasting paddles,
split it.
Yeah, we'd get... And the thing is, like, American tasting paddles, you know, you get a paddle of 8 and they're 4 or 5 ounce pours. That's like 4 pints or 5 pints you're sitting there looking at. So when I was in SF, I'd set myself a challenge of getting to 11 venues over the course of the day. I got to the first venue, had a tasting paddle, and then it was like an hour and a half later, I'm just like, okay, this was not well planned out. I didn't think about this very well.
This was a lovely idea at the time.
It was a lovely idea at the time. But I think my favorite place that I came across, and this is my inner nerd talking, is a place called the Pi Bar. So, like, you know, the number pi to do with the area.
Because, of course, you work in numbers anyway.
Exactly, work
like,
in numbers anyway.
Like high-level numbers, you know.
The highest level possible.
Exactly. Many, many decimal points.
Correct.
Yeah, even numbers look at these numbers and say, fuck.
Hey, man.
Yeah. And I got no words, mostly numbers.
And the cool thing about this bar was two things. I mean, obviously they had an amazing craft beer selection, but as does everywhere, right? So you need a hook. You need something that's more interesting. So their happy hour runs from 3:14 to 6:28, which for anyone who knows any maths, that's absolutely hilarious. And so I had to buy a t-shirt. I had to go there multiple times. Like, it was just so awesome.
Although, did you spend most of your time just sort of taunting your colleagues with, look at this, look, I found it.
More or less, yeah. I pretty much just messaged, I've got as there are many messaging threads, I have one for my work colleagues. So I had to send that to them immediately. And, you know, and it was also during the day, their time as well, which was convenient.
That's another thing we noticed about States, which I don't think we mentioned, is happy hour is a very loose term.
That's right.
They make happy hours that last for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours.
They should just call it happy time or something like that. Like, you know, this is the happy period of the day.
Isn't every day, shouldn't every day be a happy day, period of the day?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. But maybe it's something just happier, right? You just got to rescale things.
Happier hour.
That's right. Hour.
Happier hour, happiest hour.
Yeah.
No, someone else has already trademarked happiest hour.
But I like those guys.
Ah, that's true. They have. They have.
Hello, don't happiest sue us. Hour.
Hi, happiest hour, people. I like your work. You saved me through many, many, like, very, very broke years at university.
Indeed.
So, yeah, you've been adventuring, but let's go back home. Let's go back here.
Let's.
So,
Come back home?
I'm not really sure. So yesterday we all went for a wander, and because it's very rare that we're all in the same place at the same time these days, we all went for a wander and checked out a few of the Good Beer Week events.
Yes.
In fact, we checked out about six of them.
Yes.
We even checked out a non-Good Beer Week event.
Exactly. Oh, which one was
it? Dr. Moss.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't officially a Good Beer Week.
No.
No.
They don't have any, there's no poo going on there.
No.
But they are actually doing something.
They have a lot of ticketed events.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have that the Yakitori thing wasn't ticketed, wasn't it? In
I
any case, there were no ticketed or unticketed events. They've got like yesterday,
and they have like a can auction or something. I think one of the
Beaver Town can.
Yeah, so there were lots of amazing Beaver Town
can art
on the wall.
Yeah,
but they didn't have the beers. I want that beer.
And that was because
and we commented on that as well. It's like, oh, it's like taunting me. I kind of the beer
like a cherry sour stout or something.
Amazing,
and the artwork was fantastic. If only I could have what was underneath that artwork, but it didn't exist. That was a weird part about Dr. Morse.
Still a cool bar, though.
Yeah.
We didn't know about it for... We didn't know about it. None of us.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
We'll be back.
Damn right. So I guess my highlight, and I suppose because when you people at home listen to this, you'll probably be...
You people.
People. you'll probably be, on the last leg. So I feel like it's worth sort of mention a few things that are still around. So there's things like, I think... Look, the Terminus do an amazing job. They always do an amazing job. We were there, and they had... What did they have on? They had...
Basically, Exit and Kaiju.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically Pint of Origin Melbourne. So I presume...
Pint of Origin Dandenong, we actually...
Yeah.
A friend of ours pointed out.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it could well be that they're doing similar to the Ale House, and they're, like, going to rotate through different breweries for the week or something. But you're right, it was Pint of Origin, like, sort of deep south, man.
Deep south of Melbourne, yeah.
And that was really cool. What were your highlights?
That's a good question. So, I mean... I'm really into sour beers at the moment, so I did enjoy the time that we spent at Carwin Cellars, sort of sampling.
Well,
Northwood or Thornbury? Thornbury.
I don't know. Whenever I say one thing, I'm told it's the other.
Yeah.
I'm always wrong.
It's
got to
be Thornbury.
Yes. I think it's got to be Thornbury.
Because Welcome to Thornbury
Welcome to Thornbury is actually in Northcote, isn't it?
Right, not on the Northcote, but right on the border.
Yeah, okay.
So it's definitely Thornbury.
Yeah, so I think that was a great way to... I'd just gotten back at 6 in the morning. I'd had a bit of a snooze. It was a good way to re-kickstart the system was to get some sour beers in at a great venue. So I really enjoyed that. Well, I'd sort of, kickstarted a few things in the morning. I had to do like my laundry and I had to do all that rubbish. I hadn't had any beer yet, though.
I'm very being picky with picking up people's saying
no,
at the moment.
No, I reckon I kickstarted my my system twice yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know why my brain is so alert after yesterday.
No, it's fair though. You have to keep people on their toes. Yeah. Like you have to.
Yeah, it's the least we can do for our listeners.
That's correct.
Least we can do is nothing at all. But I think we're doing all right.
True.
And then
is that you getting picky, Chris?
Of course.
Yep.
But look, it's a team effort here.
It is.
Paul, what about you?
What about
me? Because we've already taken the two great ones.
Yeah, so Carwin and Sales was fantastic. But I suppose I really liked going to Rainbow just because, to be honest, not so much because I've got the New South Wales point of origin and, some fantastic beers. We had a few that we hadn't tried. But to be honest, at the stage of the night, it was just, I like the rainbow. Right. You know, the burger went down a treat because I'd been holding off eating until we got there.
Yep.
It's just,
right.
And just the atmosphere. It's just, I like it. Never had a bad time there. But yeah, the New South Wales beers are very good that they've got on at the moment. The food is great as always, great atmosphere. But what I did notice that we picked up, which is actually nothing to do with Good Beer Week, was when we were walking from Dr. Moore's to the Rainbow, we just noticed all these little bars and restaurants that we'd just
on Johnson Street
not seen. They must have opened, either they've opened within the past, you know, couple months, or we've just not noticed them like Dr. Moore's. So it's sort of set up, as we were discussing, it's sort of set up
another
secondary adventure for us, adventure or athlon.
Athlon.
Yes. So, keep posted. We are going to be checking out some things. Not all completely beer related.
No.
But yeah, if you're into bars and food, we'll be discussing something around that sort of,
Yeah.
I guess that Johnston Street, the north part of Johnston Street. Was it coming in from there?
Yeah, I think we're sort of coming. So we were coming in from the
train station.
The east. So we're coming from Abbotsford into Fitzroy, basically, that strip there. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff we hadn't noticed. So.
Yeah, that's something really cool.
And people, if you're listening and you know of stuff that we should notice, let us know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Anything around that part of town.
Yeah. Now, the other half, obviously, of Good Beer Week is the fact that Gabs is on. And Gabs is kind of fun. Jeff and I will be there on Saturday afternoon. Paul will be in the UK.
I will be in London.
Bastard. But then again, I mean, he was actually... we've all been looking at the Gabs app, which...
Yeah, it's like my favourite thing of the year.
Yeah.
And I've missed this the second year in a row. I'm missing out on it.
Yeah, because you were in Iran last year.
I was in Iran last year. But at least last year I wasn't even drinking beer. Drinking beer was illegal where I was last year.
I mean, this year we do have the plan to do a handoffs and we finish drinking over in this country, then you start drinking in the UK.
Yes, so it's going to be me and so it's another athlon.
Mm.
So some of you might remember occasional special guest Gareth that appeared in seasons 1 and 2 before he moved to the UK. So I'll be seeing him for the first time in just over a year.
Mm.
And it's going to be G-Athlon in East London. So,
which I suspect there'll be many, many stories we can hear.
Yeah, well, we started with about 30 pubs and we narrowed it down to something that was actually doable.
Mm.
It's going to be good. So, it's
such a fantastic scene over there for all of our London listeners.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a bit of a Phil Collins circa Live Aid on the Concord, starting in Melbourne and then.
I'm hoping there'll be a chorus of In the Air Tonight.
I can already feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there'll definitely be some. And hopefully a gorilla.
Exactly.
Hopefully a gorilla.
Yeah.
So, going back to Gabs.
Do we have to?
Yes. I know.
We're thinking forward to Gabs.
It's hard to top a gorilla, but we're going to have to.
It's hard to top a gorilla.
It's extremely hard to top a gorilla. I agree.
Have you ever tried topping a gorilla
before? By any definition of the word top, like whatever one you want to use, you're fucked.
It's true.
Pretty much hard just to do anything to a gorilla.
That's right. Like, the gorilla tops you, I think. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like a Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
Only Chuck Norris can top a gorilla.
Anyway. So, Gabs. Now, one thing that I thought would be fun was, I mean, Paul doesn't get to go, but the Gabs app is actually remarkably good.
So you've both forced me to download the Gabs app and put together a few tasting titles of what I would drink.
Exactly.
If I was
there. So it's very OJ Simpson. If I did do it, this is what I would have done.
Yeah.
Right. So, I guess every year has like a certain, like, we got all of our tips last year from random bartenders for Gabs.
We did, didn't we? Yeah, that's right.
And that was like the most beneficial ever, basically.
Absolutely.
Because that's how I learned about Milk and Two Sugars.
Yes.
So I thought we would just go through and pick out what our key paddles will be.
And I think it's important before we do that. It's important to talk. Like, Gabs' tactics are very important. So here is the just a few words for the wise for anyone going to Gabs that we've picked up over time. So number one is, when you're getting a paddle, it's always best to pick 5 beers from the one station. So basically, Gabs is split up into 2 main areas, and each area's got 3 substations in it. So there's basically 6 sections you're trying to go to. You're always better even if you're real picky about drinking beers at the start, it's going to be more convenient if you get your beers from one section at a time.
Because, I mean, they will fill it from other sections, or at least they used to.
Well, I think you have to go to the... Or it's harder or something.
It takes more time. Yeah. You have to go around and wait
but,
for people.
But the other thing that you should do, and this may be giving the game away, is that don't start at section one, because that's what everybody does, right? Start at section four or something and just mix it up, because people being people will always go to the first one first and work through.
And that's not how it works. It's quite random how
the queues at 4, 5, and 6 are always shortest at the start.
And of course, the most important thing is if that you go through that giant race inform guide that is the Gabs thing, and you find something that you really want to have that first.
Yes.
Because I can guarantee everyone else probably really wants to have it, and it will be the first to run out.
Well, that's probably the only exception to the do it in sections is, if you have a paddle's worth of must-try beers, do that first.
Yeah, well, mate,
you don't want to risk it's going to sell out.
Because, like, for example, so I'm going to talk about the paddle number two, which is the Kegtainer Bar A, Section 2. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because the first thing that I'm going to go and get is the Gingerbread Maniac from Brewcult. And as I mentioned the Milk and Two Sugars last week, the Gingerbread Maniac is from the same people. I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I don't want to be the one who walks away not having had it because it'd run out.
It's a good call.
But, so, I mean, for me, like, looking at that, there's also, like, the on that exact same section, there's also the Brewdog Sour Red Ale, which is a B-side. I don't know what that means. There's a Pavlova. There's the Reuben sandwich, which we were talking about this earlier, how everything's going to be meat themed.
Everything's meat flavored. There's a pork roll, there's a Reuben sandwich, there's a lamb shank, and there's at least one other, I think.
So, I mean,
it's like a new Lamington beer this year.
Well, all I need to do is, like the Reuben sandwich from Colonial Brewing Company in Western Australia is, let's see, brewers drink gin, distillers drink beer, everybody eats. Colonial Brewing and West Winds Gin bring you the iconic sandwich in one hand, a martini in the other, all in one glass.
I feel like I missed the opportunity for a bit of a poem there, wasn't it?
Exactly. It's look. Get in touch, people. We'll rewrite a nicer poem for you if you wish.
Yeah, so, BBC copywriting.
Yeah.
Just expanding like all over the place.
So that's what I would recommend for if you're going to section two.
Yes.
But obviously don't drink all the Gingerbread Maniac before I've had a chance to.
Or do it.
You know, if you want to annoy him.
Which you do. Yeah. You know you do.
That's true. I would be really pissed off.
Our biggest tip is to your first paddle to just be 5 Gingerbread Maniacs.
In fact, no. Just tasting glass, like full tasting glasses.
Yeah, because you forget that you can actually buy, but I don't know why anyone would do that.
No.
Unless it was to annoy Chris.
Which is a very valid reason. I recommend that everybody goes and does that.
If I get there and there is no Gingerbread Maniac, I'll know that this has been a success.
Yeah.
And I'll be really upset about it.
But happy.
Well,
it's a social experiment.
Yeah. It's a terrible, awkward experiment.
Well, anyway, I've been tasked with paddle section 4.
Mm.
So on my paddle that I would drink if I was at Gabs.
Thank you, OJ. And by the way, can I point out that we're doing exactly what we said we wouldn't do, and do it in numerical order.
No, we're not. We've gone
2, 4.
You don't know what I'm going to do. You don't own me.
You're going to do.
Do you see a ring on this finger?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so paddles. So I've just downloaded this app. So here we go. Paddles, bang. Here we go.
That's a paddling.
So, first one would be number 63. Okay, maybe my brain isn't working as well as I thought it was. No, number 63 by La Serene. So, they always do beers.
That's a little Henri.
Little Bière Henri.
Oh, Bière Henri.
Hmm. Is it Bière?
Yeah.
Instead of Thierry? I don't know, maybe, but it's spelled differently, so probably not, but I'm going to say it is anyway.
I'm going to say maybe.
The Thierry Henri beer?
The Thierry Henri beer.
Bière Henri. pays homage to a French flavor invention that revolutionized the pastry world, complementary dessert flavors with prominent spices to deliver a rounded experience. Simon,
I think that if they aligned that to something like meatballs, that would fit the rest of the thing.
So malty fruit and toffee. It's a beer de garde, and Yeah, look, I really like their beers. I mean, they won the People's Choice with the Praline back at Gabs 2014, and that's one of my favourite beers.
It is a superb
around.
Beer.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, that would be what I'd be going for. Number two on my paddle would be the Decadent and Depraved by The Monk from WA. It's named for Hunter S. Thompson's take on the Kentucky Derby.
Which is, if we've actually mentioned this before, but if you haven't read it, it's easy to Google. It's superb.
Yeah,
and
so
it's pretty much the Melbourne Cup.
But bigger and richer.
No, but also depraved and terrible.
And depraved and terrible. So why aren't we there? no, so this is based on a mint julep. So malt-driven, aged on American bourbon oak with locally grown mint. Style, wood-aged beer. That's interesting because you don't really see that as a style normally.
There's quite a few on this year's program, though, so I'm going to be interested to see what they taste like.
So, yeah, that sounds really nice. Next, I'd go for 73, the Princess Peach. So it's probably the least interesting on this paddle, but...
But do you like it because it's a Mario reference?
It's a Mario reference.
Yeah. I love it because it's a Mario reference.
We all know... Yeah, well, I think you're going to be wearing a Mario t-shirt.
I may have to.
So, people look for the guy in the yellow Mario t-shirt.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
But it's a Saison farmhouse ale, so they've kind of... It's a hybrid IPA in Saison, and it's made with peaches. So I like Saisons, I like IPAs, I like peaches. So while it's probably not as crazy as some of the beers, I think that's going to be rather delicious and probably a good way to mix up the previous two that I just mentioned, something a bit lighter and refreshing. Then I'd go the 74, and this is not light, maybe refreshing. It's a Hot and Sour by Morrison Brewery in Tasmania. I've not actually tried any of their beers before. So it basically draws inspiration from Vietnamese hot and sour dipping sauce. It's kettle sourced, has lime zest, toasted coriander, and Trinidad scorpion chilies, a mixed fermentation sour beer.
All right, we need to go back a step. What the hell are scorpion chilies?
Very hot chili.
Okay.
One of the hottest around.
I think it's up there. Like, I think it was the hottest at one point, but it's since
top
then.
Ten.
It's probably even top three or something.
Yeah,
I reckon it's pretty.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. I think I've like.
I would assume, Jeff, you just eat them like candy.
Well, I think I got given. I think we were at work drinks once, and I think someone like, you know, we were eating one. Like, there was one, we were cutting it up and just eating it and just seeing who would die first, basically. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We don't recommend trying this at home.
No, yeah, no.
Don't try that at home.
Although the big question is, did you have all like the statistical odds then on
No.
Who would die
first?
So.
I mean, we could have, but I don't think any of us were in a sufficiently coherent state.
There was
state
only three Excel spreadsheets going on there.
Correct, yeah. Only three.
So you may want a glass of mango lassi or some yogurt with you while you're drinking this one.
That's right.
So again, but finally, I would do number 80 from Newstead in New South Wales. Now, I really like Newstead. They experiment quite a lot. They've had some real big wins and they've had some... real big losses, failures to be honest, but
that's kind of the point, really.
They hit the home run more often than not, and I like that they take some risks. So anyway, this is an interesting description. The beer is called I Can't Believe It's Not Dessert Beer. Newstead think dessert beers are a joke, and if you drink one, so are you. They're soured imperial porter will massage your snubby ego with molasses and single origin cold pressed coffee. So it's another mixed fermentation sour beer, but it just sounds interesting. So a sour beer, it's got cold pressed coffee and molasses, I think. It's another one of those ones. It's either going to be fantastic or terrible, but I think it has to be tried. And I'm not going to have a single one of those, of course.
No.
But if you do,
I'm really enjoying hearing about the things that I'm going to drink while you can't.
I'm sure these guys will be sending me text messages and
feel free to
mock me on... Twitter or Instagram with what you're trying and enjoying and I'm not.
Oh, it's pretty much going to be guaranteed.
And I'll mock you back later in the day.
Yeah, that's correct.
There'll be some
mocking and re-mocking.
Yeah, mostly mocking.
So yeah, that's me. Yeah. Well, not me, but me.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to be going to Gabs.
Yeah, it's interesting. I won't go into the detail, but your paddle was quite different, completely different, in fact, from the paddle that I would have I've designed for section four.
Like, well, you're gonna need two.
That's right. We crossed over on number 80, but otherwise, all the other four beers are all completely different. So
and I hadn't got to paddle four yet. So
to be fair, I think part of that is probably because you did do a paddle for all the sections.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because my four was shaping up to be quite different until I was told that I was going to be allocated number four. It's okay.
Right.
Given that now I'm no longer having one, two, and three.
Fair point. That's a good point.
So it's interesting. Yeah. So what you choose by your paddles will actually actually differ depending on what you've got on the other paddles as well.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's right, because you've just got to think about, like, you know, your overall balance of what you're drinking and stuff. Yeah, okay, fair point.
All right, Jeff, what's your paddle?
So I'm gonna go with section six.
Section six.
So probably the first paddle that I'll have of the day, I imagine, actually.
Because nobody except people that listen to this podcast will be there at the first.
At the start of the day.
That's right. I will be the guy wearing the yellow Mario t-shirt. Yeah. You know, come by and say hi, because, you know, we love...
Or just point at him and say, hey, Mario!
Yes, that's right. Or just go, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Do, believe me.
That'll happen later on in the day.
But if you do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do...
We'll be very scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so the five beers that I've chosen from section six. So the first one is the Fallen Angel by Stockade Brewing Company in New South Wales. It's a pale stout. Which is basically to say it's not really a stout, but
it's an oxymoron.
But it has stout characteristics. So it says
It definitely means well.
Biscuity malt, wheat, oats, coffee beans, cacao nibs, and vanilla beans all give a distinct roast character with a pinch of cayenne for fun. Pale with classic stout qualities.
That sounds
essentially
delicious.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. 6.8%. So
and it's just the sort of thing where you're like, what the hell could that mean?
That's right. So I'm really interested to try that. So that's number 101. The next one, and this is one of my favorite styles at the moment, actually, the Berliner Weiss. So this is the Piquant Bier Weisser by Stomping Ground Brewing Company in Victoria. This zesty Berliner Weiss has Tasmanian black currants for an Australian twist. The style has its roots in Germany, but has found favor recently for its light, refreshing nature. So that'll be, again, so Berliner Weisses are all very light, in the threes, you know, good way to start the day as well. Third beer is the Fika by Thornbridge Brewery in the UK. So, Paul,
I may try that one. You may well get that one.
So this is a sweet stout. This strong stout is a bold blend of the finest fair trade Rwandan coffee beans with rich dark chocolate and roasted malt flavors. So basically sweet coffee stout.
Proper coffee stout.
On that topic, that brings up an interesting, which perhaps the Crafty Pint Gabs people can clarify for us. So these are all festival beers. So these are all beers... Are these beers that are being brewed specifically for the festival? Or are they beers that you... And we've had this with our friends at the Barrow Boys.
Yeah.
We had the festival beer and then we found it at...
Hi, guys.
To be fair, it was only at about six venues. It just happened that there were six venues that we all visited within like a month after
the Geelong... Because we're alcoholics.
The Long Geelong Beer Festival. So, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's more an observation. But that Thornbridge, that's a perfect example. Is that something that I can find in the UK? Mm. Like, it's a special beer that they do. You can't find it often, but it has been elsewhere.
Or they literally only...
Or are these, beers that are being brewed just for Gabs?
And I think the Gabs beers do tend to be ones that you only get... Like, they might come out later, but they definitely
but Gabs
don't.
Well,
we had the Yeastie Boys...
Gunnamatta. And the Milk and Sugar that's on their general release as well.
Curious if you guys actually do this, which I think they do. Because they've corrected us in the past.
They have. We've screwed up.
And we appreciate that because we don't know what we're talking about half the time.
Well, that's kind of our thing, really.
Yeah, but we're getting more knowledgeable. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
But anyway, let us know, William.
I'm hoping the alcohol will make us less, dumber.
That's right.
So far, not
so much.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeff, continue. Yeah.
So beer four is the Imperial Iced Vovo by White Lies Brewing Company in Queensland.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
So for anyone who doesn't know, a Vovo is a type of biscuit. And so basically it's a beer that's themed on the classic Australian biscuit. This great beer captures what makes iced Vovos great, an underlying biscuity backbone. It has additions of raspberry and coconut to round it all out. So I think we can expect it to be, I guess, dark and
closest
sort of, you know,
to last year's Lamerton.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Without the chocolate hit.
Exactly right. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Mm.
And then my last one is the Jackalope by
the Jackalope.
Which is just cool in itself.
So aging their house sour beer, which would be that red ale that we had down there, in Starwood whiskey barrels. So Starwood, based up in Essendon, distillery.
Top whiskey too.
It is. They've blended it to achieve flavours of whiskey, subtle wheat, and just the right amount of tart sourness. So also wood aged.
It's definitely got my attention.
Maybe wood aged is just
is
a
barrel
generic,
aged.
Yeah, mm. I think we've just all had that same realization at the same time.
It's been in a wooden barrel.
So yes, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So there are our predictions. Please don't drink all of those things before we actually get to them.
Except for the gingerbread man.
Shut up.
Do it. But we should move on. Ah. And we're back. And of course, this is, we're at the Ale House right now, and it is Good Beer Week, and we happen to be recording on a Sunday, which means today's thing is Renaissance Brewery.
Yes.
Brewery. I think it's Renaissance. Is it Renaissance?
Renaissance.
Let's go for Renaissance. It feels more like, you know, at the very least, it feels more articulate.
It does.
So, what are we drinking?
We are drinking the Mexican Wave. I've actually had this before.
So have I.
Would you believe?
Crying out loud.
It's like, come on.
How did that even happen?
Of all the beers.
Wait, did we have it at like Beervana or something?
The Catfish on the 4th of July last year.
Look. Oh, we did too.
Not even an American beer.
That's like, yeah. So I remember.
Oh, well done, people. Well done.
I mean, the whole world will be very surprised to hear that I was falling asleep at this point in time. Yeah.
No, I only gave it a 3.25, and my comment was just spicy! Exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. Of all the beers to bloody get,
that's right.
We get one we've had before, but that does mean that we are. Keeping with our New Year's resolution to drink
that's
beers right. that we've had before.
That's true.
This is,
and it's also it is actually always interesting. So like, okay, now I know that day, and we know what state we're in by that stage of the day. So is it truly a 3.25, and is it spicy exclamation mark?
Oh, good point. I mean, I'm not tasting like anything that I would say is spicy.
No. So that is nowhere. That's not even spicy non exclamation mark.
No,
that's right. Yeah.
It's not even spicy.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you get these things?
But that's the thing. It is. It's good, though.
It's good.
It's definitely better than a 3.25.
But, I mean.
I like it. It's not spicy. It is.
It's malty. It's quite malty.
Well, I mean, it's a big question is of all of the. With the spice that's in there, is the spice making that flavor work? Because that flavor works really well. But if you. You know, telling me it's spicy doesn't work.
Yeah, well, it's almost that flavour. Like you can, you can taste that. It's more of a capsicum flavour rather than a spiced flavour. I think that's what's adding that. It's not always the malt, so that flavour that's just underneath the malt.
I think for me, this thing really, and we don't have time for it. But this thing really needs to warm up. I'm just struggling to get anything off it, to be perfectly honest with you. Like I can tell it's a stout. Mm-hmm. Or a porter, I can tell it's got.
I mean,
back there, but yeah, I don't dislike it. I'm just struggling to sort of get a lot of the flavor profile out of it, just because it's too cold.
That's the problem. That the worst part is, I know it's super cold. It's probably not supposed to be drank this way. I'm sure it has a lot of other nuanced flavors.
Or drunk this way.
All of those things, but I'm really enjoying it just for what it is now.
Yeah, so we've got Ben M at the Dutch Trading Co., wherever that is, possibly New Zealand. He says, chili chopped stout, gorgeous. Oh, it's in Perth.
Ooh.
Really?
How did you not know about that?
How do I not know about this place? That's, oh no, he's in Perth.
Oh.
But, okay, Dutch Trading Co., I still don't know where that is. But anyway, that's something for another day. He says, yeah, chili chopped stout, gorgeous. He gave it 4, Claire M, also at the Dutch Trading Co. Wonderfully complex chocolate and chili at the end. I think this beer needs some warm up.
I agree with the chocolate at the end. I think that's really quite cool.
Brian H at Slow Beer. The Mexican Wave is cocoa on the start, subtle chili on the end that sneaks up on you, tasty. So I think I can get there is a little bit of heat on the back end of this beer, I think.
Natalie W at Slow Beer. Also, this is the November 2015 keg. Now, delicious porter with malty chili notes. Chocolate malt flavours finishes with chili and spice caramel aftertaste.
Interesting.
It's a really interesting beer. All right, people, we got to move on. What do we think about this?
So, it's definitely not spicy, exclamation mark. I can't really taste too many spices. It's more of a subtle spice, more of a capsicum flavour to me.
There's someone else had the same thought as you.
Ah, look at that. Exactly the same.
Exactly the same comment.
Sandy K.
It's a different score.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it an extra half. It goes up to a Christoph scale now. But still not quite what I'm expecting when I see what it's sold as.
So I think this is a 4.
Wow.
I genuinely do. I think it's just, whether it's intended to be what I'm tasting now, I don't really know. But what I am tasting now is quite good.
Yeah, I would really like to revisit this when it's not as cold as it is, but I don't have the choice to do that. I I would tend to side with Paul on this one. I think it's about a 3.5 for me.
Damn it.
I know.
I never win these rounds.
Yep.
But, all right.
Never win.
All right, lose.
So aggregate, that's like 3.5.
That is 3.5.
All right, people, let's move on. And we're back, and we're on a beer number 2. And though I ordered, I don't know what we ordered. What are we drinking here?
It's the barrel-aged mocha porter.
We haven't tried this one before.
We haven't tried this
one before. We almost made the same mistake twice.
That's right. and yeah, so it's obviously their mocha porter that's barrel-aged. This is all, I can't even find this beer on Untappd at the moment. It's causing me a slight problem.
Whoa, that was different to what I expected. But...
And that is our usual background voice that you hear.
Yeah, that is our bartender lingering.
Lingering.
That's quite nice.
Where is Ben?
Where is occasional special guest Ben? Not here.
No, isn't he now Sub Jeff? Isn't that what we call
Sub
him?
Jeff.
Oh, Sub Jeff.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or maybe a story for like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes time.
Yeah.
When we're offline.
Anyway, have we found this anywhere on Untappd?
No. We haven't.
Does it even exist? Is it just a myth?
We might need to put it in ourselves because, yeah, I don't think this is not on NowTap, so our bartender
opposite.
Is obviously not doing his job.
Yeah, our bartender is a lazy bastard.
Yep. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, there are 11 taps on NowTap, and the one that's missing is the one that we're drinking.
Not on Untappd.
God damn it. All right,
okay. Well, that's exciting.
So, yeah, so what do we think about
this? So other people aren't saying anything about it.
Obviously.
But
they don't know it exists. Nobody knows it exists.
Okay, it's...
I really like it.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it.
Surprisingly easy drinking.
Mm.
It
has a very noticeable chocolate flavour to it, but not rich chocolate, like a subtle chocolate in the background there.
That's right.
Although the weird part is there's sort of like a graininess that sort of feels like I'm just having bad coffee. Like...
Yeah, it's...
Like, you know, if an espresso machine fails...
But even look at the drinking it, look at the froth.
Mm.
It's actually quite carbonated sort of.
That's right, which is not usual.
Yeah.
Mm.
But straight to the point, I'm giving it 4. I really like it.
Yeah.
3.5, definitely 3.5. All right, so we're getting the wind up here, so we got to move on.
You know,
and
Jeff,
you know,
what he gave it?
I gave it a 4.
Fuck it.
No.
We know now.
You're an idiot.
I've been called worse repeatedly. So. This has been the Brunswick Beer Collective for this week. We hope that you're going to Gab's next. We hope that you're going to enjoy it. You've heard all of our recommendations. Let us know about things that we should do, things we shouldn't do. And we will talk to you, at least some of us, will talk to you all next week.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I may or may not be here until I don't know where I'm going to be when.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see you soon, people.
See ya.